Good morning to Nikki Nason and Camilla Mingay. That they're both here with the Nutcracker Ballet performance that's coming up. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
And, Nikki, I'll start with you. You're co-producing this. What exactly is the details? What's happening, when and where?
We have the Nutcracker. It's being put on by Kaufman Auditorium and Second Skin Shop with sponsorship from Lake Superior Youth Theater and Dance Zone. And it's a ballet and dance performance of the traditional Nutcracker. And it's put on by over 100 local and community dancers at Kaufman Auditorium this Friday at 7 p.m. and Saturday matinee at 1 p.m.
Now, this has been done a couple times before, so that number of dancers isn't so daunting as it sounds.
No, it's not. We have a lot of groups coming in, all four dance studios in town: Don Dot Dance Studios, New Attitudes Dance Studios, Marquette Center for Dance, and Superior Dance Academy, along with the Marquette Folk Dancers, and the Belladinas are performing with our group of community dancers who auditioned.
Well, that's plenty to manage. And Camilla, you are the director of the production. Tell us a little bit about managing that kind of a group and kind of keeping them in order and happy, helping bring the vision to the stage.
Well, I have a lot of choreographers helping out, and what we do is we meet mostly on the weekends to try and avoid their typical dance class schedule.
What can folks expect with this production?
Well, there's something new and different that we change every year. This time, we are going with a more traditional ballet, but we're also adding gymnastics to it. Because of the Summer Olympics, that's sure something people are really interested in. And we have some new guest celebrities coming in this year.
I heard about that. I think we'll hold on to that for just a little bit and keep people listening here for a moment. You got some interesting folks that are involved that actually would make it very fun to come and check out. But Nikki, as co-producer, the mentioning of trying to put a little something different in there every year, has it kind of been the idea along the way, is to keep it traditional and familiar, but also put a few little spins on it?
Yeah, I think for us, being able to include as many people in the community, and we have so many talents here in Marquette, and gymnastics is one that we've actually talked about. We have a couple new instructors in town, or new people who've been teaching it, and a lot of youth have been taking the classes, and really just an array of talent from four-year-olds up to probably over 84 years old.
Really?
In the production. So it's great. It's great to see the variety of ages on stage, and it's really a nice showcase for the community. Often you have dance recitals or a separate dance performance in different places, but this is the one opportunity where everyone in the community gets to come together, and it's a holiday tradition for some people, and everybody loves the story of the Nutcracker. The music is great. The performance is wonderful. We have a lot of guy dancers that you don't always get to see partner dancing in town.
True.
Especially up here in the Upper Peninsula. So it's beautiful lifts and strong. We have a USOEC wrestler, or prior wrestler. We have another dancer from Northern who's been dancing a long time. So it's really great to be able to see both men and women showcased on stage.
In the studio with Nikki Nason, co-producer, and Camilla Mingay, director of the Nutcracker Ballet, coming up at Kaufman Auditorium very soon here. Did I get that right?
Yep.
Was it Kaufman? I just want to make sure, because, you know, sometimes I get the venues mixed up in my head. There's so many, there are so many productions going on that we talk about here. But anyway, the key is here now is you've got some folks involved with this production that you want to make sure people know about. So I guess, Camilla, who's involved that is the sort of special celebrities this year?
Well, in the past years, we've used Dr. Wong as Mother Ginger, and we thought, now that he's left, how are we going to, you know, be able to replace him? So this year, it's going to be Mayor Johnny DiPietro.
Yes! We congratulate our fine mayor on that one.
I like that.
And he'll be playing the character of
Mother Ginger.
Perfect.
I like that.
Yes.
I like that.
And it's been traditionally done by mayors. Mayor Giuliani in New York City was Mother Ginger one time. If you ever saw the pictures of him that people said he was doing drag, it wasn't actually that. It's actually, traditionally, it's always been done by kind of a celebrity of town or somebody in the political realm. So it's nice to be able to involve our mayor here, and we're happy to have him.
That's good fun, and that's also something to probably bring out some folks just to come see Johnny.
Exactly. And I think that's probably why it was done in the past too.
Well, that's a lot of fun. It's obviously the traditional Nutcracker in that sense of the story that everybody knows and music that's familiar. You've put a few twists on it, but really a great family holiday entertainment.
Yeah, and it's one of many things actually going on. We have, of course, all the school concerts. The Marquette Symphony Orchestra does a lovely holiday concert in late December. The Choral Society is also this weekend. There's just a multitude. Gail LaJoy does Snowflake at Kauffman. I mean, it's just kind of this is kind of like the kickoff of the holiday concerts and arts events, and it's just a great way to get in the holiday spirit.
What is the run for this production, and how can folks get tickets?
It is this Friday at 7 p.m. at Kauffman Auditorium, and also a Saturday matinee at 1 p.m., and tickets are available at all NMU Easy Ticket outlets by calling 227-1032, or you can go online to nmu.edu/tickets. They're also available at the door, but they are $3 more at the door, so we do recommend that you get them in advance. They are reserved seating, and they're $8 for students, $10 for seniors, and $12 for adults.
Nikki Nason, the co-producer, Camilla Mingay, director of the Nutcracker Ballet, coming up at Kauffman Auditorium this weekend. We certainly appreciate your time this morning. It sounds like a great production and a great holiday kickoff, like you said.
Yeah, we hope to see people there, and they can always log on to kauffmanauditorium.org for more information, or secondskinshop.com.
Well, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.